Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Democratic presidential campaign takes a new look today as Joe Biden names Kamala Harris his vice president. Mark Remillard joining us now with more. Mark, maybe a pick that was expected by a lot of people given things Biden has said in the past couple of months.
Yeah, not that surprising. In fact, Kamala Harris actually appeared with Biden at his very last rally before the pandemic occurred and he had to stop holding rallies. So even though there was a lot of animosity at times between Harris and Biden, particularly on the campaign trail back in those debates last year, they certainly seemed to bury the hatchet going back to March at least. So a lot has changed in the last year, and now Harris joins the Biden ticket. The Democratic ticket is set. And now it's really on to the conventions and beyond that, the presidential debates and the election.
Mark, she's the first woman of color on a major party ticket, a presidential ticket. What does she bring to this Biden campaign?
Yeah, it's a historic decision for that. As you mentioned, the first woman of color to be on a major party ticket. But for Joe Biden, Biden had committed that he would nominate a woman for his VP months ago. Wasn't whether or not that was going to be a woman of color or not, but he's made that decision. But she brings a different look to the campaign. Joe Biden is older, white man. Kamala Harris is 55, but certainly not up into his 70s where Biden is. But she's, as a black woman, going to be bring a different perspective on one of the biggest issues for the campaign season right now around race, equality, social criminal justice reform, those kinds of things. But those are also things that she's earned some criticism of because she was Attorney General of California. So she comes at it from a perspective of a prosecutor. And there have been people who say that she wasn't tough enough on reform, particularly as a black woman. However, she has stuck by her record. She says that she's tried to change the system from within, and then that's what she continues or says she's going to continue to do, particularly as vice president.
Should we expect to see more of Harris out on the campaign trail than Biden himself?
That's a good question. It's not really clear. So today, the two of them are going to appear together and have a virtual meeting together, their kind of first virtual presentation of the party duo. But whether or not they start getting out on the campaign trail again, I think remains to be seen. Biden has spent a lot of time in Delaware doing virtual things. We haven't seen, obviously, as much of Kamala Harris as much as we would because she hasn't been running, but we've seen her in the Senate still. So that's a good question. It's hard to say what this will look like going forward because everything is so unorthodox, and we know even the DNC, Democratic National Convention, is going to be largely virtual this year. There's not even going to be an in-person event in Milwaukee.
Mark, thanks for the update. Mark Remillard joining us live this morning from Wilmington, Delaware.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.